everyone. Welcome back to the All Things Boobs podcast. I'm Madison.
And I'm Satara.
And today we have a very special, very fun guest that we are so honored to interview. This is Molly Hopkins. She is the fabulous owner of Libby Ray Lingerie, and we've been so looking forward to talking with her, like, formally. Libby Ray Lingerie is a bra store, essentially, that's been around for 18 years. We're so excited to have a veteran in this space who's been helping women for 2 decades.
That's a lot, but it seems like yesterday, y'all. It seems like yesterday.
Yeah, it's really cool to see someone so passionate who has been doing it for so long. So we're going to interview her. And Molly, thank you so much for coming.
Listen, thank you. I mean, I reached out to you girls, right? Because I'm always thinking of ways to bring this magic sauce to the world. And I think that when I have people who are diverse, people, women in all age genres, all bust sizes, and people that understand the message and the mission, it's just empowers, right? Like you have more in the numbers to get the people where we need them. So I reached out to y'all because you're young, you're vibrant. You know the painstaking issues with finding bras. So I just think that having a voice of reason in a more younger space. I mean, I'm obviously older, but that doesn't always mean that I can reach the same people that you can reach, or someone that looks like you, Satara, or someone that looks like you, Madison. And we have a judgment-free space here, so I want everybody. No bust too big or small, we fit them all. So whatever your breast size is, like, I want to help you.
I absolutely love that. Too big or too small, we can help you all. That is so good. I've never heard that before. Amazing. So thank you for bringing so much light and so much, like, fun to the space, because I think a lot of people still think that bra fittings and bra stores can be really intimidating or really kind of daunting to go into. And it sounds like you got just a vibe in your store. I would love to visit it someday just to have that energy and go in and feel totally, like, respected and like you're included no matter what's happening. So that's so, so amazing. Thank you for being in this space for people like you. Tell us, Molly, what inspired you to open a bra boutique in the first place?
Boobs. I'm being funny, but I have had very full bust since I was in elementary school. Okay. And my grandmother, whom I grew up with on our farm, was very full bust. She was a very petite lady, but she was very, very full bust. But the fact that her side gig, she was a master tailor. So she understood the shape of the body, the mechanics of the body. So in 1985, let me date myself, she was buying the Playtex 18-hour bras and all of these things. And whilst they didn't fit the way that she bought them, she knew the mechanics to take the band down. So since I've been in elementary and middle school, I was having bras taken from a 42 triple D or a double D down to a 36. Then I was like a double G, even in middle school. So I understood that, and I was passionate about it. And I'll never forget being little and thinking, gosh, I want beautiful things. And when you're in the States, you have a JCPenney's catalog at Christmas, and I always mark the page that, what do you want for Christmas? Bras. I want pretty bras. Because she used to give me her fabrics, and she would let me make things from it. So I was sewing at a very early age. And I went to school for music, y'all. I thought I was going to be leading a mega choir and ultimately minor in Spanish and travel to countries and teach them about God. But she came to me in a dream, and she said, leave this school, you're going to art school, you're going to do specialty swim, and you're going to have a bra shop. And I cried for 3 weeks, but it was just like talking to you right now. I knew that that was my calling, because when I was in college, I knew how to tape. I knew how to manipulate things to help all my pageant sisters or people that needed bra help. And I had tried a stint working a Christmas job at Victoria's Secret, and obviously they never had anything for me, but I thought, how can this not be? And then when I was in college, I was wanted a bathing suit, and I was a 52-inch around bust, but I was like a 6 on the bottom. So I would go to spring break with my friends, and I'm wearing the old lady original Ocean Pacific one piece that fit horrible, and I didn't want to go out with them because I'm like, you all have cute bathing suits, and I look like Granny Gert. Like, no, I don't want to go. So I went through a very, very long period of self-hatred and self-this non-discovering of things that would work for me. And I thought, I hate my boobs. I hate my body. I want to chop them off. I don't want to do this. Until I discovered a store, which at the time was Intimacy. I went to work for them in their buying office, but they carried all these UK brands and they carried all these things, and they had, you know, panache and the really expensive high-end brands as well, you know, La Perla and Prima Donna and all these brands. And I thought, I want to do this too, eventually. And that's what happened. I had another vision. My grandma said, open your own store. You got this. Go do it. And so I scoured the planet to find brands. I went to Poland.
We went to Poland.
I'm jealous. We want to go to Poland.
It was very difficult. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. You can't stop me. I'm going to figure it out. If I have to buy other brands and do what I used to do growing up and take the bands in and manipulate the fit, then I'm going to do it. But I just kept pushing, y'all, and I love it. I love this business so much. It means so much. You know, Satara, you're working on a line. That's why I have to keep pressing, because I don't want another girl in the world to hate herself or sit like this, or be afraid to sit up and not feel like she's victimized or over sexualized because she has boobs. Yeah. I mean, in truth and love, y'all, I'd run out in the street and let them go, but we can't do that. And I love it. And I love the beauty of it. And I always tell women, I have this superhero on my arm to remind me that I'm a badass and I'm a powerhouse. I feel like undergarments are our own personal superhero capes underneath our clothes.
Goosebumps. I have all the feels. I think it's just really inspiring to see someone who like has that perspective. We haven't had anyone say that whole superhero thing, yes. But like, I am very much like that, where I'm like, yes, like lingerie is like your warrior garb, and that like that's how I wear it. And like, so Tara and I both have done kind of like harnesses because we love that feeling of like empowerment in your undergarments. And so I love that you have that vibe, because I think there's such a struggle with women with their boobs. Like, they don't want to stand up, they don't want to show, they don't want to present. And like, no, we have to like fight. It's really a battle. Like, we have to fight for these women to like go through that journey of confidence and to feel like they can stand up tall, because there's so much negativity around boobs. Like, you have to be as aggressive in the positive direction. So like, yeah, I'm all for that.
Absolutely. You really pulled on my heartstrings, Molly, because everything you just said was full on the experience that I had when I was a little girl up until I got properly bra fitted. Like, the fact that we hunch forward, the fact that we have no confidence, the fact that we want to chop our boobs off. It is such an emotional roller coaster, and it is so refreshing to have somebody like you in here being like, nuh-uh, this is how it is, and this is who I am, and this is what it's going to be. And I love that energy about you. It's really special.
We love it. Well,
took me a really long time to feel that way, right? And I know that had I had that confidence and that thing, and I was not trying to, quote unquote, measure up to this imagery that I saw my entire life, I was never going to look like that, ever. Even when I'm here, and you will experience that, or you have if you've been to market. And when I walk through the door, and I'm like, where the curves at? You know, where they at? It's like, you have to continue to push for the narrative. And I'll tell you this, Madison, you know, having biracial daughters myself and having a ton of friends in Georgia, where it's still very much whatever. I don't understand it because, you know, it's 2024 and we need to get over it. Girls are thick. Girls got boobs. We got black girls, white girls, all girls. Like, who cares, right? And so I think that part of my mission statement was I need to see in these ads, I need to be represented. I need my mother represented. I need my girlfriend that had cancer. I need my other friend who by no choice of hers had to have her leg amputated. Like, we have got to stop saying this is the perfect body. No, it is not, honey. I love myself and I loved myself 50 pounds ago now. Love yourself. You know, we always say when the clothes come off, the secrets spill out. So that is what has been this mission is, let us lift you up, and it's more than just the bra. The bra was the catalyst to get you here. Yeah, talk to me. You know, that's why I want to take the uncomfortability out of it, because I tell people all the time, would it make you feel better if I take my shirt off too? Because I will. It's just boobs, you know? It's just boobs.
Molly, you have to come visit, because I haven't had many... I mean, I've had great, you know, fitters fit me, but I haven't had many experiences like I think I would have when I watch in your store, where it's like, you know, complete acceptance, a complete party. I feel like a lot of women are looking for, which is just like, I just want a fun, easy experience because I'm already all up in my head about it.
It's the education. It's the breaking down of the stigma that D is big. It's the whole thing. It's all this one big thing. And that's why you guys are so important to do this podcast, to branch out into the world. And, you know, I'm supposed to do an expo this weekend called Supersize Your Life. And I'm going because, again, these women, even if they're on a journey to lose weight or they're a journey to be different, they love their self today. But how can I contribute to where you are right now in your undergarment journey? I just want to help you where you are today. And if the one little thing I can do for you is throw you in the most polar opposite thing that you've ever worn.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. I don't ask people what they want. If they're in a smooth nude, ugly, basic thing, I'm going straight for the straps, y'all. I am. I'm going hot pink or red. And what you see, y'all know what you see as soon as you put it on and they turn around. In that moment is the magic.
Yeah.
Because we give people permission that they haven't given themselves to say, I can wear this. Mm-hmm. I can be beautiful. As a matter of fact, not just I can, but I am.
Yeah.
And color is like magnified. And they're like, I would never have chosen this, but oh my God, my eyes, look what just did. I mean, you put blue green bra on somebody with blue green eyes and they got brunette hair and whoop, it's like, you know, y'all know. And that's where we are. Like, just how can we create magic in this moment?
That is so
a little bit of magic in the moment.
Yes.
And that you leave here changed. And you see yourself differently. And when you put a 34 double G on somebody that's been in a 40D their whole life, because the fit is so fantastic, now they're like, oh my gosh. Most fashion write-ups or all this stuff always focus on fashion. They don't focus on fit and the functionality of it and how it changes the health of your body, your breast. Yeah. Your mental.
Focusing on the fit is super important because, yeah, when you just focus on the fashion, and as you said before, you're only seeing fashion on like very specific kinds of bodies, and it's not about the fit, then that's what leads to so many women being like, well, I'm the problem, right? Because the focus has not been on the fit. It has been on like, let's see this style on this one shape, right? And then you're like, no, like you have a fabulous shape. It's about the fit of the garment and the lines that work for you. Mm-hmm. And just like so many people, like so many women, like do not grow up with that message. And I'm like, why have we done this? Like, it's clearly about the fit.
But it's all the things. And I'm working very diligently, y'all. One of my bucket list things and my vision board things that I've moved over year after year is to get into the school system. I think that education is really first and foremost key. And if you start early, you will not have to spend most of your life miserable. And having problems that arise from bras that don't fit, or, you know, I see so many women that 50 years old or mid 50 that have to have rotator cuff surgery.
Yep.
Because they've tightened their straps so long for so many years that they're still moving. They don't realize that it's impeding their range of motion. And they're sawing into their body. Or even women that have a little bit darker pigmentation, you know, the color and the discoloration, or the skin that's gone and it's down to the pink meat. And I'm like, you do not have to suffer like this anymore.
There's no doubt that people constantly wanting breast reductions, and they've just given up like completely on bras. And because for so long, this has not been addressed, and now it's gotten to a point where it's really tough to get people back into this mentality of like, you can find something that will fit and it won't hurt you, and you know you're going to feel good in. That is taking, I think, a little bit of chugging, a little bit of like, okay, and we're almost there. I think the more that we're getting people like us out there talking about it, being like, bras aren't the worst, and there is something that's going to help you, that we're kind of going to change that a little bit.
You've got to invest in your breast. You have to. And I think what people don't realize is when you're buying such a garment and you're taking care of it proper, that's a 3 to 5 year bra if you have enough in rotation. And I think that we've devalued. And what I want people to understand is when you're buying a bra, for example, we carry Fitfully Yours. It ships from Canada, but it's a Polish company, right? And the bras are incredible because they use components that make it last longer. So you're not throwing your money away. You're really getting your value. I think that that's one of the biggest things, is that we've had people who have paid that amount of money in some major department stores, but they don't realize that it's mass produced, and they cut through the pieces on a machine, and they're not hand sewing, and they don't have people who their entire lives have this ability to sew with perfection. They're true corseteers. They're true craftsmen in the fashion development of products. And they've tried and done and worn, and the silhouettes of it have not changed. It's just the fabrication. But I think that that's one of the biggest things that's missing, is why your new bra line is going to be so fantastic and why it's costly. And people also don't know that you can't just say, okay, I'm going to make a 32 through 36 BCD double, whatever. We don't even hardly sell under D cups here unless you're young, but most of those girls are F cups already. So they don't understand bra alphabet, and they don't understand the mechanics, or even with you launching, you know, what that entails, how many you have to buy. But not only do you have to make maybe 100 units in this one size and color, you have to make sure that the stores understand the fit and that they're going to buy it too, because they're still going to be buying 40Ds, looking for 40Ds from you. They may love your bra, but you're going to have to educate too to convince them you don't need 40D, you need 36G. Like, we have to, it's a lot. And I'm so proud of you to even jump into this space to develop a line, because I know what that entails. I do spec design for a couple companies, and I do wear fit testing within my store, because I have such a vast array of clients that can fit the size mix. And I can tell them, hey, you need to take the gore in, it's too wide, or this is way too stretchy in the span, you know. But as far as from concept to finish, I haven't done that, because it's not a lane I want to dive into, because that's very difficult, especially when brands or businesses are not on board to understand you need the bulk of this. You don't need, you might need one or two here or one or two here, but this is the bulk of what you're going to need.
I know. Thank it's hard. You so much. It will be so worth it. I think, like you're saying, Molly, the hardest part is really trying to educate as much as possible what people's bra size should actually be before we launch. Because if we launch and people still think they're that 40D, they're not even going to come looking because of the size range. But also, if they're in the size range but the size is way off, and they purchase the bra and they get it, they're going to think it's the bra when it's really the size. So we started our social so early just for that reason, to be able to really try to rebrain everybody, just to make sure that they know that, okay, this is how it should fit, and this is what it'll look like. So thank you.
Well, I love the mechanics behind it, and I feel like I've proffered to go do pop-ups with other stores, not because I think I'm the best in the biz or any of that, but because I've been blessed to have a television show and wildly successful through my journey. If I can allow that, my back end, my social following for other stores, if you bring me there and I advertise on your behalf that I'm coming to meet and greet and pop up and guest fit, the industry on the whole blossoms because they're gonna quit going to all these places that they've been going. The biggest size they have is a 36 triple D, and you put your measurements in and that's what they told you to buy, and now your breasts are boiling over like a busted can of biscuits, and it's a no. In truth and love, that is the best statement that I've ever learned to give someone in a dressing room, and I just put my hand on their shoulder and I'm like, girl, no. In truth and love, I gotta be honest, it's a no. Yeah.
Molly, I'm really curious, what are some things that you would like to see in the industry kind of moving forward? Since you've been in the industry for so long, like, what are things that you want to see?
What needs to change on the industry level?
Well, one of the things that I know that doesn't exist, and I've actually thought about this concept forever, is women who are fuller backed, but not as full of bust. We can talk about this, but I've figured out a way to create something. These bras on the market, if somebody is truly, which I didn't used to see it, but now I'm seeing it more in that 44 BC range. And what happens is they put a push-up pad in it, but it's not placed in the right spot. And I truly believe that a bra that is connected cup all the way like a strapless would be as best for this person. But instead of it here, I got an idea. It's called the C cup. There's a lot of things, you know, and I think that there's a way to orchestrate like a super plungy style in like a corset that's for low back or low front. I know the mechanics because I'm manipulating them every day in my store. And I say that because if the industry for bridal gowns and cocktail gowns and pageantry gowns is not going to change making these size garments, then they've got to be able to accommodate something for these breasts because they're going to buy it. We have to hit hard with some of these big people in terms of what is available, right? Because there's a lot of great stuff on the market. There is. But I wish that people would invest more in the education component of it and doing more as far as fit. And I think that we've got so many great smooth nude basics. Let's have more pretty. Let's have more innerwear as outerwear. Let's teach people how to match their dresses or their clothes to their straps. Or if you do see the print, let's take the stigma out of it, that it's not about showing your bra or not. I think that a lot of these companies, they make great bras, right? There's some awesome foundation. But I'm a 34K, yeah, more or less, double J and something cut full. But I don't have a huge bottom. I don't want a ginormous panty. And I think a lot of bigger girls are really saying, I want thongs, or I want a cheeky, or I want sexy bottoms to go with my bra. And the other thing, I worked and talked to a couple brands like Oh La La Cherie, Nicholas Attard. He's the owner. In the very beginning of my company, they made some small frame cup sized bras and stuff. But I told him, I was like, a girl is buying a 3X so that she can hopefully get her breast in it. Yeah. But she's not a 3X. Cup size and banded, sexy bralettes is totally doable. That's not a feat. It's not. You know, I think that we just are going backwards sometimes, because if it's not available, we're sending people right back into three-tier Target table sizing.
Yeah.
And they're still going to try to buy it. So I just think that there's still some room for expansion and wild colors, prints, fun things. You know, I think that the tween market, I think we're not being able to cross over with these young girls, because the only few bra companies that make a smooth cup t-shirt bra, because we know they don't need it to be over sexualized, they don't get choice. So they're always going to go back to Victoria's Secret and buy the wrong size because there's fun prints, or it's cute, or it's speaking to their age group. When they come here, if all I have is a pure plus, they don't want it because it's not speaking to them. I think there's such a great room for advancement of the tween market by making things that speak to their size mix. So it's almost like your size, Madison, right? So you are older and you're mature enough to wear sexy things, but if they're from that 12 to 18 market, they're not coming to specialty stores with their moms.
No,
because they're my 13-year-old, prime example. She's like, Mom, your bra sucked for me, you know, because she's 13.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, because she doesn't think in that realm.
I think that there's also a lack in the market when it comes to what you're saying for the tweens, but also for the, like, very extreme ends of the spectrum. Like, what, because now I've hit a 28K, the 28Ks, I am back to beige, black, and white. And it's like, where the heck did all of the double, the J, up to J cup, they have all these cute stuff. But if I go past J, it's like, oh, automatically, like, that stuff is not for you anymore.
Because nobody knows how to fit it. And that's what happens. That's why if you go to some of these, you know, your Bravissimos or your Bra Stops or these major retailers, those sizes are in the clearance. They cut a few, but nobody bought them. And so, or then you finally have this education that you all are giving. One day we may have 10 on a hook, and unbeknownst to me, we turn around and we're this high 5 to 28Ks back to back. What just happened to this hook? Because we don't always carry that much, but the size average mix is changing. It really truly is.
And more and more.
But y'all know that, if they are a 28, I started a slogan this year, no more plus 4 and 24. Like, why are we doing that? Antiquated methodologies that do not work. It doesn't work. It's almost like, I don't know, I don't get it, you guys. And I'm pressing very hard as well to say, that's not right. You're not doing it right. And not that I think that I'm the best, but I know what the result is. And it may be seemingly right right now, but 3 days from now, it's not going to be right.
Yeah.
Like, really, really trying. We're down here like this. And then you have these big people that, like you said, like that, that don't quite understand that because they're still stuck in their ways of the plus four method. That it just feels like it's like a constant battle every single day. Just
trying to, like, I think that people equate comfort to not feeling it. But what they don't realize is that you're really compounding the problem and the break-in period of it and all of that. But listen, I have a huge Canadian base, okay, virtually. And I every single day get women from the UK so much that I was trying to do a pop-up there because I'm like, how can you not get a bra in the UK? And I started, like, not selling to them because I'm like, I'm going to find where you can go to get what you need. And if you go there and it works, I'll just keep your fitting fee just for the resource. You're going to pay me, okay? Yeah. But I would rather you be able to get an extra bra where you are than pay this astronomical shipping. And it may or may not work, but let me tell you where to go to get it. So I'm like,
amazing.
That's how much I believe in this. I mean, I only charge, people are like, why do you charge a fee? Because if you book a fitting with me and you don't show up and there was someone waiting, that's my time. Like, you've got to show up and I'm going to give you so much invaluable information. You can choose to shop with me or you can choose not to, but I'm going to go to the ends of the earth to make sure that what I get you is great and that you love it. And then you trust me and I have a client for life. And if you don't do it this way, at least you're going to go find it where you are to be able to have this goodness again.
I really appreciate that that you feel that way because I sometimes I feel that way and I'm like, maybe I'm just really insane about this and I am like being too hardcore about it and I'm too emotional when something doesn't work and I'm like, no, it's an actual problem.
No, I can't tell you. It's a lot, y'all know, because when it's given to you, you have to honor the call. And then the next person that comes in my store is blind.
Yeah.
And she didn't need to see it to feel it.
Yeah.
And it was instant change. Instant. Wow. And she was so emotional, and I described it to her, and she said at one point I could see, but she said, I don't need to see it to know that this is right. I feel it.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, that's why I keep coming back. Oh, it was emotional. Like, for real, for real.
Molly, we're so privileged to have yes. you, like, on the ground, like, hands-on. With people yes. and if you're watching, like, we'll put all of Molly's information everywhere, but like, please, if you're near her, go see her. We both are like, we're like, jump on a plane to go see Molly.
I want to be with everybody, and it's not about competition. It's not about, and I tell stores all the time, if we were banded together, y'all, yeah. these people would have to shut their doors. Because it is an army of women on a mission to make this thing right. And I'm like, I don't feel like there's competition, because if 70% of my in-store every day is new yeah, after 18 years,
wow.
there's still so much work Crazy. To do.
70% every day. Wow.
Every day. And guess what? Of that percentage, almost half of that is not from here. It's not local. And I still have new and local, because it's like, when you're a small business, even though I've been on TV, I had a lady the other day, she said, I live 5 miles from here. I didn't know about your store.
Yeah.
So you can push, you can pay, you can advertise, you can whatever, but sometimes it's grassroots. You got to get out in the streets. You got to go, and you got to talk, and you got to just hustle your way into all this amazingness. And that's what you're doing. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of y'all.
Aww,
and I'm here. Listen, I don't know everything. I can maybe learn something from y'all and what you want and what's comfortable for you. I've never been a 28K, but I've been a 36K. That's different on your body, right? So I want to learn too. And I want to learn about how we can find better wires or wire width that's not all the way back, that moves more forward. You know, that's why I love Polish brands. There's a lot of Polish brands that really understand that mechanic of it and how to keep everything forward. And instead of a U-wire, it's more like a Nike swoosh, you know?
We will absolutely do something all together. Madison and I are always trying to
meet up
in the UK or the US.
I'm coming to the UK. I definitely am. I have a really great friend there who's launching a trans woman shapewear line. Do you know Bach Goodall?
No.
I need to introduce you to Bach. She's in the UK. Yeah, she used to be a bra designer for many, many years, and now she does shapewear for trans women. But I love her. Mrs. A. London. And I have a lot of people. And if you're not in the Athena's group, you should be, because it is a very awesome women's group of designers. And a lot of them are older, and they're very resourceful, and they would love you so much. And it's a safe space to go for information, and they know people and they know things. And I just think that we don't share enough of our resources. You're young and you guys are doing the work. And you're eating, sleeping, and breathing boobs and bras. And welcome to the
whole life is boobs. Thank you, Molly, so much. It's been a privilege. Everyone, go see Molly. Go follow her. She's amazing energy, obviously. But, Satara, anything else you want to say to wrap us up?
Oh, just thank you. We appreciate you so much. We're so excited to be able to meet in person. This is just going to be such a great collaboration. But to everyone watching and listening, thank you so much. I hope that you gain as much value as we did, and maybe even hope to meet Molly or visit her store one day in person. So thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys. Thank you, ladies. Bye.